Wow, I bawled in prayer today. When you look at the Word of God and you know how to pray mental prayer or Christian meditation, it changes your life because God speaks to you right here, right now, no matter what. So, if you don't know how to pray mental prayer, I encourage you to go to my YouTube channel, Kendra Von Esch, and join the Soul, Mind, and Body membership group. Just click the join button. It's $4.99 a month. I don't care if you go and binge watch everything for 1 month and then cancel. But I teach you and I guide you through mental prayer. I guide you through prayer petitions to the Lord. How do you pray and ask for what you need in your life? There's so many things in terms of the soul, the mind, and the body. How do you capture your thoughts? How do you eat keto? How do you exercise to give yourself that mobility that all of us are seeking, especially as we get older? Okay, so back to the readings today. I'm just going to briefly explain it. You read the whole readings. Again, this is the Catholic way. We have the first reading, then we have the responsorial psalm, then we have a phrase for the Alleluia, and then boom, we have the gospel. During this time between Easter and Pentecost, it's all the New Testament. But throughout the other time of the year, the first reading is the Old Testament. And then, of course, the gospel is the end, and the gospel is the New Testament. So today, I'm not going to read all of these, but I'm going to read specific parts and explain what's going on. So in Acts 13, 44 through 52, you've got Paul and Barnabas running around speaking boldly. And they're speaking boldly to the Jews. It was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you, the Jews, first. But since you rejected it, and condemn yourselves as unworthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, I have made you a light to the Gentiles, that you may be an instrument of salvation to the ends of the earth. So the Gentiles here are excited, they're delighted, they're totally like, yes, we glorify the Lord. So this is the beginning, where the apostles slash disciples run out and they share Jesus with the world, all four corners of the earth. And yet the Jews are so mad. So they stir up all this persecution against Paul and Barnabas and they expel them from their territory. Now this is the part that jumped out at me. So they shook the dust from their feet in protest against them and went to Iconium. The disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. They were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit in the persecution. They were kicked out of that place. They shook the dust off their feet and off they went in joy. How many of you, when you're getting blowback, when you're talking about Jesus or you're talking about the lies in the world, have joy? I will never forget the time that that happened to me. I had a guy that worked for me for almost 12 years in corporate America, and he was gay. Same sex attracted, as we say. And of course, I'm going down my path and I'm sharing all this stuff on Facebook, and I wasn't even calling out homosexuality at the time. But whatever I was sharing was clearly not sitting well with him. So he sent me a private message, and the first time I got the private message, my heart dropped. I felt like I was kicked in the stomach. I was like, oh my gosh, he thinks this of me? I mean, I honestly started crying. And then a month later, as I'm continuing down my prayer path and spiritual warfare and getting more courageous with sharing my faith, he sends me another one, and this one was even more brutal. In capital letters, you are blocked. And all this stuff about how I can't stand you, blah, 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 and all this blowback to me specifically, not about what I was saying, about me. And this was the first time I ever felt joy. I was rejoicing in the fact that I spoke truth and I was being persecuted. That meant I'm part of the team. Sometimes we're going to lose people in our life, and maybe it's a good thing. Because my entire relationship with this guy was very uncomfortable based on his lifestyle, what he used to do. I mean, he would get on that Tinder thing where it's basically a hookup app and just have sex with people all the time. It was so unsettling with me. And this, to be honest with you people, was back in the day when I was just a pleasure seeker myself. So why am I judging him? It was uncomfortable. It didn't make sense to me, the homosexuality, mostly with guys. It just, in my mind, it didn't sit right. Even back when I didn't have my faith really and living my faith. Okay, so moving on with the reading. Wait, before I move on. How are you? Are you even speaking truth? Are you not getting any blowback? Because I hate to say it, but maybe you're not part of the team. Our mission as disciples is to bring Jesus to the world through how we live, but also through our words, calling out the lies in the world and standing up for Jesus. And yeah, it's not always going to be easy, and you might get that persecution. And eventually you will feel joy for it. Now, when I put stuff on my YouTube channel and I get that, because I'm serious. Some people just put the comments just to be rude because you've just tweaked something in them that they're not liking. And so they attack you with a comment. And I always respond. I don't delete the comment. I give them a quick response. Usually it's a question. And then I never hear from them again. And so now I know that I've stirred up some evil in them where they were so upset that they just immediately responded, and it sometimes doesn't even make sense. So again, I respond with love. I'm not attacking, none of that. So the disciples were filled with joy at the Holy Spirit when they shook the dust off their feet. That's what you got to do sometimes. You just shake it off and you keep going. And sometimes you may lose friends that you thought were friends. This is where I've been truly blessed. Most of the good friends that I have ask a lot of questions and have been people who God has spoken through. I remember my friend Molly when she said, "Oh my gosh, you profess to be this Christian and listen to you." That was when I was talking about the most raunchiest jokes. I was swearing like a truck driver. That was God speaking through her. And we have had so many amazing conversations. And so again, I've been blessed, but I've also lost some people, and I just give it to God, and I still pray for that guy. I was just thinking about him this morning and I said a quick prayer for him. You know what? I've got to add him to my list. He's not on my list, but he's going on it. Okay, Gospel of John. This is the last part of the readings today. 14, verse 7 through 14. I'm going to read this whole thing because you all need to take this to heart. Jesus is speaking to you. Jesus said to his disciples, if you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to Jesus, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you, I'm going to stop here. Listen to what he says to you. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. Greater ones than these will we do. Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. This was where my prayer became tears. Because I was thinking about the fear that kept creeping in as I was thinking about building this retreat home, and how I don't know what I'm doing and how to do it, and this is evil, or this could be me, just scared, don't really know what I'm doing. So when I read this, I prayed through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, through my guardian angel, all the holy angels and saints, Saint Joseph, Saint Padre Pio, Saint Teresa of Lisieux, Therese, many people say, and Saint Teresa of Avila, all the holy angels and saints. I forgot to bring the souls in purgatory in, but the bottom line is, I said, Lord, do you want me to do this? Do you want me to do this? Do you want me to do this? Jesus, I will do this in your name. And then I had that overwhelming bodily yes, the whoosh that I call it. And I remember, geez, it was only, half hour ago, not too long to remember, but I was totally peaceful, waiting for the answer. Because sometimes I try to force that whoosh, my body gets all excited and I'm like, okay, come on, say yes. But I can't duplicate it. I can't do it myself. So I just sat with my eyes closed and the answer came. Greater works than what he did, I will do. Well, he didn't build a retreat house. He did things like, bringing people back to life, Lazarus, and healing all these people and casting out all these demons. I think I can do the retreat house if I pray my way through it. Prayer is so important. And you will know what God is asking you to do if you sit and read and reread and read it again. Slowly put yourself in their shoes. You could have been Philip in that reading. Hey, God, show us the Father, then we'll be okay. They're walking with him. They are seeing everything that he is doing, and they still doubt. That's where Jesus said, are you kidding me, Philip? You've been walking with me? Okay, don't believe what I say. Believe my works. Even in the book of John said there were so many things that Jesus did that all the books in the world couldn't cover it all. Greater things than these will you do in my name. So pray to him. No matter what is going on in your life, that you need direction or that you need healing, you need help to get some of these vices out of your life, you need courage to speak up and stand up against the lies that this world, and it's not the world, it's the ruler of the world. And it's the rulers that are doing it. Think of where all of this stuff is coming from. It's coming from the top. And it's shoved in our face, and it's put into commercials, and it's put into movies, and it is put into TV programs, and it's put into magazines. It's in our face to convert our hearts to be evil, to accept this antichrist lifestyle. I say antichrist because what does that mean? It means not loving, not respectful, not telling the truth, not living the way that Jesus tells us, living by the commandments, not loving people and helping people. You know, when you think about love thy neighbor as thyself, look at your own neighbor. Honestly, do you even know them? Do you say hi? Have you introduced yourself? Some people move into neighborhoods and have no idea who their neighbors are. I am so blessed. I have the best neighbors. Thank you, God, for putting me here. He knew my whole life before I did. He knew that I was going to lose my husband in my house. And all of the neighbors that I have come to know and love over the last 23 years and some new neighbors were going to be there for me to help me get through this. Thank you, God. Not just through that death, but through my next phase of life. Like I shared with two neighbors, the number, and the number's going to be bigger because I'm making changes. I think it's going to be bigger. I don't know. I pray it's not. I'm trying to reduce the footprint, but anyway, I digress. So I tell two neighbors the number, expecting them to go, oh, you know, like, that's a big number, you know, like, wow, are you sure you want to do that? Or cast some doubt in me. You want to know what they did? Oh, but you are doing something beautiful. You are doing what you've been called to do. You'll figure it out. You know, they don't know my exact financial situation, but the love, the support, and I sit there and I'm like, thank you, God, for speaking through these people who have known me for 23 years and who are absolutely supportive. One of the neighbors says, the minute you open that place, I'm booking the first weekend. You know, I don't know if she was raised Catholic or not. I have no idea, but it doesn't matter because it's all about Jesus. Jesus heals those who believe in him. If we have faith in him and if we turn to him and call out in his name, he will do it, only if it is his will. My goodness, why do I have my volume on this computer? Don't know if you heard that. So we have to understand that it's not going to always be answered. If you're like, Lord, in your name, Jesus Christ, can you please give me, you know, the lottery? I'll do good things with it. That may not be his will. So just be prepared that it has to be in alignment. That's also what Mary says in all of her promises for the devotions, that the different devotions that we have. She will take our petitions to God and will grant it with him, Jesus, we're talking about here. She's always with Jesus, if it's in accordance with his will. So if you are out there with an addiction, with a problem, maybe you just get angry at people too much, you're not that loving neighbor, I can't imagine that that wouldn't be his will for you, to make you that loving neighbor. So call out and pray. If you are a glutton and all you do is eat super bad food for you, and you have no energy, and you don't move your body, and you are irritable because of that, and you aren't the best husband or spouse or family member or coworker because you are weighed down, figuratively, literally, whatever word you got to use there. I always use literally wrong, but you are heavy in life. God wants you to be that energetic, zealous, strong person so that you can be confident speaking the truth. You can be confident speaking the truth. If you're overweight, that's cool. But you're going to be better. And I will tell you this. When I was heavy during my conferences and talks, so different was my delivery, was my zeal and my energy. night and day. I feel horrible that I robbed some of those people of the person that I am now. And I owe it all to God. Why? Because I prayed to God to finally connect it. Just to go back in, when was it? 2022? Yeah, in the kind of Advent time, you know, November, December, I was praying to say, Lord, you have got to help me. There is no way, as I am right now, can I build a home with my husband. I cannot see myself bending down and putting in floors and helping him with the bathrooms and all this stuff. I cannot see myself doing this because I can't even bend down and pick something up off the floor right now without groaning. Please help me. And he did. He connected. It was like the aha moment. Connected how good I would feel by taking care of my body, meaning walking and lifting. I even do some high-intensity interval training every now and then. Trying to consider the fact that I'm a little bit older, probably shouldn't beat up my body, but man, I've got this one DVD that I love. The music is awesome, and it's an incredible workout. But I didn't do that. He did it for me. I absolutely ate different than my husband. I was cooking each of our meals every night. And when I had no sugar cravings, the light bulb turned even brighter. It might have been on a little dimmer, and then it went full light. I got it. I understood. And since then, I've dropped 40 pounds. And I've gained muscle, and my body composition is different. It's incredible. And it's not about that. I never did it to lose weight. I asked so that I could feel better. It's all connected. Again, whatever it is that you are struggling with, call out to Jesus. If it's in his will, might not be the lottery, he will do it. All right, everyone, let's pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, thank you for this gift of faith. Help remind us how important our lives are to you, that we be those missionary disciples, that we have a purpose and a meaning, that we stick up for your Son, Jesus, who gave everything for us. Help us detach from the world. Help us not care what people think of us and the persecution that comes our way. As a matter of fact, have us be joyful and zealous and fill us with the Holy Spirit so that we know and can remember that we are doing the job that you have called us to do. You've called us out of this world. And we are here to bring as many souls to heaven as possible with our lives and with our words. Help us to control our thoughts and kick out the ones that tell us we can't do this. We've never been able to stop this or shift this behavior in our life before. What will change it now? Jesus. In his name, what we ask, he will do if it is in accordance with your will. Fill us with the Holy Spirit today. Help us to be overzealous with love and peace, so that we can be walking Christ's to whoever sees us today. Now we are going to pray for all of the souls who have gone before us by name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In your holy, merciful, powerful name, Jesus, we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All righty, everyone. God's word is powerful. He's talking to you every single day. Don't forget, you can get the daily readings sent to your email every day. Go to USCCB, as in boy. It stands for the United States Catholic Conference of Bishops, .org. Go to daily readings, plop in your email address, and read with the billions of Catholics around the world, or at least in America, because it's going to be in English, and hear what God is specifically telling you in this time of the liturgical calendar. He's speaking to us during the Easter up until Pentecost time. We need to be bold. We need to speak boldly, just like Paul and Barnabas, and make changes in our lives boldly. Let's be who God created us to be. All righty, everyone. I love you all so much. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body. And have a blessed and inspired day.